Thank you. so many things to do, you know, when you're on the South Coast Wall, and they criticized who else could be. It's like, that probably was Russian. That turkey was overcooked because something was too salty. What would you do to this person? I know you feel like it was petty. You feel like throwing them off your ear, right? Hopefully, you just approach your life. Someone in the bathroom before you out of the church is like, that pastor who works too hard. What do you mean? You're falling in the woods, right? Am I right? Because we have that, we love our pastor. And we know that there are no tides in heaven. Amen? That's just a bad example. But we as brothers and sisters should have a very safe love. The same mission. Our mission is to glorify God by making more and more mature disciples. That's in your mission. Because of the work by the way that God has shaped us, we have a variety of experiences and gifts, talents, personalities, you name it. So all those people go on in a million different ways. But that is our mission. Our mission is to make more and more mature disciples by to glorify the Lord. Many of you have heard this story before. Story of life-saving station. First night we're going to go through the question of your subscription to the life-saving station. That's the story goes this way. On a dangerous sea coast, the shipwreck stopped to occur and was once crew to the life-saving station. The building was just a hut, and there was only one boat, and the only crew was across the water of the sea. They had no thought for themselves or of day and night tireless decision to be lost. Some of those who were saved and various others described Mary or being associated with the station. They gave them the time to look at the support of the work, new boats required, and new future. The little life-saving station crew, some members of the life-saving station were happy that the building was so cool and would be equipped. They felt that it would come to a place to provide transportation of people who were safe. So they replaced the emergency pods with beds, better furniture, and great chairs in the station benches, and a large building. Now, the life-saving station became a public gathering place for whoever could be decorated and beautifully furnished exquisitely, because they used it as sort of a park. Two members were now interested in going to see the life-saving machines, so they hired Michael, who was a musician. The life-saving machines took the band and discussed decorations and whether they could enjoy it. All this time, a large ship was wrecked off the coast of the island, and was required to go to the pool where they found the island. They were generally in sick, some of them had black skin and brown skin and yellow skin. They were only bugs in chaos that brought them to the living, had a shower hospital outside of the proper entrance of the shipwreck, and they had to go back to the side. After the next meeting, they were still on their feet. Some of the members wanted to stop the work and do the activities. They were unpleasant to any individual who was such a part of the club. So, some members insisted on the website that the primary purpose of the club was
Thank you. Thank you.